Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are back, y'all. This is our second half of the show. Wow, we thank God for our sister prophetess Tammy Laster. I know she had another engagement. I don't know if she's going to eventually come back on or not, but was that a powerful word? Was that a powerful word or what? I'm talking about powerful, definitely lit. And we just thank God for our sister being on with us. And you're still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And now we're going to click on our very own Pastor Gary Thomas, and he's going to continue on with the rest of the show. And we had to stop for a minute and go to a song, but we're back. And so we're going to click him back in here and have him minister to us as well. So, all right, brother, we are back on, and I'm telling you, I didn't want to cut you off because you was on fire. But if you can remember and pick up where you left off, that would be awesome what you were saying, because I'm telling you, that was very powerful what you were saying, and it was on point as well.
Well, we basically was going off of what the power of God is and how we find ourselves doing any and everything by trusting in man instead of putting all our trust in God. And what I love about it also, she spoke about Moses leading the children out of Egypt. But see, we got to understand, too, that when circumstances arise, we got to stand still, just like Moses told the people when they got scared to stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. And that goes back to this pandemic. When this pandemic hit, God was getting people attention. And a lot of people got scared. They didn't know what to think. They didn't know what to feel. They just didn't know what to do, period. But don't you know the same God that delivered the children out of Egypt is the same God that we serve today?
That's true.
Same God that woke us up this morning, that started us on our way. It's the same God that was back then. He said he never changes. He said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We are still serving the same God. But we find ourselves trusting and believing in everything else around us, but it's hard to trust in the power of God. I asked a person one time, do they believe in the devil? They said, yes, they believe the devil is real. They believe Satan is real. And I said, but what about, do you believe in God? They said, I don't believe there's no God. I said, you believe more of Satan than you do God.
Wow.
I said, don't you realize if Satan exists, God exists even more?
That's true.
I said, God is the creator of all things. And I told him, I said, now, we got to learn how to trust and believe in God over everything in our life to know that God is the keeper of our soul. Even during this pandemic, people ripping and running, scared, don't know what to do. And this is what God had already warned us about, that the people want to silence his word. People don't want you to know about the word of God. If you wanted to see God move in the midst of your circumstances, this wasn't the time to run. This wasn't the time to sit at home and turn your back on God. This was the time to turn to God, because that was the time that everything else came to a standstill. So who else could you have trust in more than God himself? Jesus said, I come to give you life to where you were having more abundantly. He said, the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. So why are we running scared when God gave us the power to stand still? He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
That's true.
Therefore, he didn't say it won't form. He said it won't prosper. So therefore, if we learn how to trust in the power of God, we're going to learn that God is able to do all things but fail. And what I love about it, David himself, out of everything David went through, David in turn said, the Lord is my shepherd. In his circumstances, he still said the Lord was his shepherd. And when we look at what a shepherd is, David found himself getting back into the power of God, because David knew how to serve and praise God in the midst of everything that he was doing, whether it was right or whether it was wrong. David was described as a man after God's own heart. He didn't say you won't fail a long life journey. He said, don't wallow in your mess. When he deliver you from something, he's not saying go back and wallow in it. A lot of us want to run from God instead of running to God. And then once we do what we want to do without having our mind transformed, then we turn around and start calling on God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong thing to do. Because sooner or later, God is going to move his unchanging hand. I told him Sunday when we came from the book of John, the 14th chapter, where he said, let not your heart be troubled. Said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. But look at what he said. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He knew people weren't going to believe everything concerning him because they heard of God, but they did believe in the Son of God. That's why he said, if you believe in God. But I told them the if is gone. When you trust and believe in God, there's no more ifs. The if
I know that's right.
Because if you believe in God, then you're not going to be sitting there talking about if God will do it. You'll be saying, thanking God for doing it and saying, I know he can. And that's where
right.
we at during this pandemic time. We're running thinking that something is going to happen when we should be standing still saying, I know that God is going to deliver us. I know God
that's
is
right.
going to keep us. I know God has brought us through the storms and rain in our life. But we as men and women of God, we have ran with the devil. We closed up the doors. We running from the devil. But my Bible tells me that one could put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000.
That's true.
See, that's when we all should have come together and prayed this thing away. But
that's
all the
right.
children of God, we have got lost and got sidetracked about the power of God and not realizing that he gave us power to stand up against everything that we are facing in this life. He said, all you got to do is
that's
speak
true.
To it. There's nothing but
that's
a mountain.
True.
He said, if you speak to those mountains, they shall be removed. Any circumstances, this pandemic was nothing but a mountain. But where all the saints
that's
of God
true.
Ran to? Where did they go? And I know a lot of people went online doing their service. That's good and fine. But you forgot about somebody. And the reason I say you forgot about somebody, what about the older people that don't have knowledge about the internet? What about people that don't have computers to get online? Let it be their choice if you close up the church doors for them not to come. We as men and women of God, we are in authority, and God gave us the authority to stand strong. We open up them doors, and we give the people a choice to walk in. If they choose not to walk in, he said, well, two or three come together in his name, he will be in the midst also. Now, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
So why
yeah,
in the world
right.
are we worried about 1,000 people coming inside of a church because of the pandemic and you want to close the doors? What about the two or three that could have came and you still could have been preaching the word of God to them? We ripping and running from the devil, the work of the adversary, when we got us a man that's standing in the gap for us as the mediator between God and
that's
man.
True.
Don't you know when the devil come at you, Jesus standing right there in between you and the devil?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll make it a little bit plainer. When Jesus hung out on that cross, he had one on one side and one malefactor on the other side, right or wrong.
Yeah.
So therefore, if he had one on one side and one on the other side, you seen where one repented and you seen where the devil was using the other one. But
yep.
in the middle, you saw Jesus, and Jesus took his time to stop dying, to let this man repent while
yep,
the devil
right.
was still lashing out. So now when you look at that, and then you look at something else where Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw men unto me.
That's right.
When they lift that cross out on Calvary Hill, you see man walking at the foot of Jesus still mumbling and grumbling. But guess where they was at?
Mm-hmm.
At his feet.
That's
Jesus
true.
Was standing between heaven and earth on that cross. And that's where that cross held him at. In between heaven and earth, man and God. And on the left
that's
and the right,
right
side, you see him standing between man and Satan, which is repentance and destruction. Because that man said, Lord, remember me. When you enter into your kingdom, but Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. But before the man said, Lord, remember me, he told the other one to leave this man alone because he'd done nothing wrong. but said they are due for the just cause of their punishment. But we run. We can't demonstrate the power of God because we too busy tucking our tails and running. Look at what God told Satan when in heaven. How Satan was talking about he was going to build a kingdom above God's kingdom. God told him, no, you're not. Satan said, I'm going to be like the Most High. God said, you're not going to be like me. But then he wound up kicking Satan out of heaven because of his arrogance, his boastfulness. See, Satan thought he had power, but he didn't have enough power to overthrow the power source. And if we learn how to plug into the power source, then we'll find out that we got more power than we think because he's not going to leave us.
In other words,
he's standing there watching us perform miracles in his name, watching us carry our acts in his name. And he's not going to come short of his word because now wants us to tell somebody how he kept us and brought us through.
That's right.
But everybody ripping and running, they getting scared, they getting troubled out, they losing lives, and they still feel like that God is not in the blessed field, wondering why things are going on the way they are. This pandemic was only to sit us down so that we can look at God for who he is.
That's
if you
true.
Can't trust
that
in nobody
true.
Else, who else can you call on? That's what he was doing. We looking at it for the worst, but God was looking at it for the best. The Bible say all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord who are called according to his purpose.
That's right.
That's what he said.
Yes,
so
he did.
Why you feel like this pandemic was to make you run when you should have been standing still?
That's right.
That's the question. But this is the thing. I noticed all the big churches closed their doors, but the smaller churches still had their doors open. But the big churches looked down on the little churches. But we stood our ground. Ain't no devil finna run me. I feel like I could go in the pits of hell and run the devil and the demons up out of there by the power of God. That's how much I believe and trust in God. But everybody's faith is not the same.
That's true.
You believe more. And see, people don't understand. When they go in their house, they got faith. But they're using it for the wrong thing. I have not seen one person go into church and sit down on a pew and check it before they sat down. They sat in that chair, sat in that pew without even thinking about it because they had faith that it would hold them. Why you don't have that same faith to know that God is going to perform just what he said he would do?
That's true.
People are in
that
the church, and they ran because it's a show, form and fashion.
That's
it's a
true.
Show. That's all it is. It's a show. But if you're serious about serving God, guess what? God is going to be serious about letting you do his will.
That
and you're
right.
not going to stand there and try to take the glory from God by standing and walking on pews.
I know that.
We don't go around asking for 3 and 4 offering in our church. And I tell them, do not go back. If you pass a tray out round up and down, don't you go back no second time. People giving what they can give, and if they're going to give, they're going to give it in the first anyway.
That's true.
But
you're
these things
that,
are
huh?
taken up because of the structure of the church. That's what this is built for, to feed those that are in need, to help to take care of those that are in need. And it pay the bills and stuff around the church so that you can have a place. And yes, she was
That's
right.
True.
We need to come in from in between the walls, demonstrating the power of God even outside of the church because somebody on the outside them being hurt by those that are on the inside.
Amen.
And they're not understanding people leaving the clubhouse and coming into the church house because they looking for different type of women that they can't catch in the street no more. So now they coming into the church house wanting to get the church women. Same way with the men.
My God.
They see everything that they done left the clubhouse and coming into the church house with the same thing. And they have not been converted. And that's why we have to stand strong and be noticeable and recognizing those spirits that are coming in there.
That's right.
She spoke
that
about
right.
that.
Yes, she
and
did.
So by her speaking about that, she hit on some true stuff. She hit it all true, and I love that.
Yes.
Talking about from the wives on down to the husband.
That's
she spoke
right.
about that. But if you're going to be
right.
married, the marriage comes from the church being married to God.
Mm-hmm.
Say he's the bridegroom,
that's
right?
Right.
So that means
that's
he's
right.
married to the church.
That's true.
So if he's married to the church and we get him married, then don't you know we got to be subject to one another the same way that we are subject to God? Because if we
that's
honor
true.
One another, guess who we honoring? God himself.
That's
and
true.
He said when he come,
right.
he coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And then he said everybody's not going to enter into the kingdom of God. They call upon his name.
That's true. That is true.
So you got some perpetrators in the camp. That's why she said she noticed pimps in the pulpit, some true and been delivered. But then you still
that's
got
true.
Some in the pulpit that haven't been delivered. Because some of them won't even
that's
come
true.
And preach at a smaller church unless they get paid. But you're
oh
already
God,
a millionaire.
I know.
Now, I'm just keeping it real. I know one,
that's
but I'm not calling no name. Flat
right
out millionaire.
That.
Smaller church
oh,
asked them
God.
To come. They say, I won't come unless I get $2,500 up front. But you're sending
wow.
millions of dollars.
Wow.
Now, those same people needed to hear this word of God.
That's right.
But they wanted to hear it from you. Because somebody could have been delivered.
That
because
is true.
They was looking at the anointing that was probably upon you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you rejecting the smaller ones of God that you look down on, then you're rejecting God yourself.
That's true.
See, that was a high class,
that's
a
right.
middle class, and a low class. And that's the way they look at it. All I want to do is just keep me low. Because if I'm already down, ain't nowhere to go but up. But while I'm down there, all I want to do is pray to God and ask God to give me strength to continue to climb.
I know that's right.
Continue to trust in him. So when you're going
that's
through
true.
Circumstances in your life, he already said, let not your heart be troubled. He give you power to
sure.
tread upon serpents. If he give you power to tread upon serpents, guess what? Those serpents are nothing but those things that are deadly in your life.
That's right.
But then what I love
amen,
about
amen.
It is so when Paul got shipwrecked, that old serpent bit Paul. Paul shook it off in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sitting around looking for Paul to die. Paul kept right on what he was doing, shook it off in the fire. The devil come
my
out
Lord.
The fire and then turn around and get thrown back in there. And one day he's going to be thrown back in the lake of fire again. What are you worried about?
That is true.
Have you been teaching the word of God or preaching the word of God since this pandemic came?
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it, God shut is allowed everything to shut down. You got everybody
sure
sneaking and creeping, dipping and dabbing around town. But soon as that pandemic hit, you seen Rob go home to his wife. You seen Susie go home to her husband.
Yeah.
Wasn't no
that's
more sneaking
true.
And creeping. You thought he was yours or you thought she was yours, and now they done went back home. And
that's,
now you done messed
true.
Up your other home because now you got to stay there and deal with all the stuff you done messed up, allowed the devil to mess up for you.
That's the truth.
But God opened
truth.
Up your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It was time for this place to be shut down. Because
yeah,
this place
was.
Is nothing more than Sodom and Gomorrah in the state right now that it's in.
My God.
And everything that's going on, look at it. Everything that was happening in Sodom and Gomorrah is happening right here in the states.
Yes, it is. That's right.
It's nothing but
it
Sodom
really
and Gomorrah
is.
All over again. And God is not pleased with that.
That's true.
And yeah, death had to come. The death angel had to come.
Oh, yeah.
The death angel is still around.
Oh, yes, it is.
And people are learning that to go on with their life now. But in the midst of going on with their life, are you carrying Christ with you? You can't
no,
do nothing
right.
without him.
So, okay.
You can't do nothing without him. You don't even have your movement. Everything that we do belong to God. The breath that we breathe belong to God. Blood running warm in our veins belong to God. The sight that we see with belongs to God.
That
if God removed his spirit from us right now, we'll drop just like a jacket falling off of a clothes hanger.
I know that's right. Lord, help us not.
So we are nothing without God. We can't do anything without God. And what kind of God you wouldn't want to serve that is watching over you constantly?
That's true.
Through your right and through your wrong, through your good and bad, your ups and downs in life. We got to learn to stand still and start telling folks more about the true and living God. We got to stand up and stop preaching our messages and start preaching the God message. Stop telling everybody what God can do and start telling them what God will do.
I know that's right.
Stop talking about if he do it and start talking about when he do it.
I know that's right.
If shouldn't exist. If is just another form of doubt.
That's right.
That's all it is. If is nothing but another form of doubt in our eyesight.
That
but God knew, and that's why Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. Then he went on a little bit further and said, I go away and prepare a place for you, and if I prepare a place for you, I come again and receive you unto myself. There go that if again. That's to change the whole context of that scripture. Because everybody ain't going to make it in. Because some
that's
jokes are going to be hard here.
That's right.
Some
that's
folks
right.
are looking for an excuse. I heard a lady today say she was glad the pandemic came because she wasn't going to church no way. And they gave her an excuse not to be held accountable. I said, but did God keep you through it all anyway? She said, yeah. I said, have you been sick? She said, no. I said, you haven't been sick? She said, no. I said, but the pandemic came. She said, yes. I said, well, why wouldn't you go serve a God that would keep you covered in the midst of a storm? You know what she told me? I'll be in church Sunday. I said, okay. That's good. That's where you should have been anyway. Stop running. See, what I, you know something. This thing bothers me.
Yeah.
We listen more to man instead of listening to God. They tell you to close the church up, but they leave the liquor store open. They tell you to close up the church, but they leave the grocery store open. Close up the church, but you still got restaurants open. You still going to work. The lady told me she wasn't going back in the church, but guess where she was working at? A hospital.
Where? Oh, wow.
You got more COVID in the hospital than you do anywhere because that's where they coming.
Yep.
But you talking about you ain't going into the church house. But you working at a hospital where all the patients coming anyway that catches it. And you can't even see how God been keeping you in the midst of that.
My Lord. My Lord.
We done got messed up and sidetracked by a lot of things in life. And the devil have blinded us, some of us, from the works of God, the power of God. Satan knew he can't do nothing with God. He knew that.
That's right.
Just like he wants to blind you right now to make you feel like God can't do nothing and God can't help you. God already helped you.
Yep,
she said a time
true.
And a season. That's right. It is a time and a season for everything.
Yep,
all seasons work together.
Oh, yeah.
Because one accommodates the other. And then
next thing you know,
springtime is all around again.
That's true.
Everything blossoms. This too shall pass. That's what the Bible tells
us. Oh, yeah. Yes.
But when this passes, what you going to do when the next comes? Might not be the same thing. But if something else comes, what you going to do then? Run again? I seen a movie one time. Called Left Behind.
Oh, yeah.
And all of these preachers in the pulpit, they thinking that they were going to make it in. Some didn't make it in. But they was in the church saying, didn't we serve you? All these years, I was telling folks good things about you, and I served you. Well, you were going to church, But did you have any God on the inside of you to where you accepted him and let the power of God lead and guide you?
That's true.
And that's how it's going to be. He said when he come back, whatever you're doing, do you know how fast your eye blinks? He said he's coming back like a blink of the eye.
Sure did. My Lord Jesus.
You know how fast that is? You blink and you look up and you see our God, our Lord and Savior coming through the clouds. Whatever you doing when he come back, that's out of his will, you keep right on doing it. Ain't no need of you running to the mountains talking about hiding, because the mountains going to try to get some yards too.
My Lord.
They going to be running. So we got to get it together.
Exactly. Yep,
and right now is not the time to be playing around. Time is short. What that song
yes,
say,
is.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Oh,
better get
God.
It together.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that song, they say, hold on to God in his unchanging hand.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't tell you the fluid won't come, but he said it won't overtake you.
That's right. That is right.
Not the ones that stood strong in the midst of this thing. We can bear witness and give testimony.
Oh,
not a
yeah.
Sunday. Not a Sunday were we able to close that door. But we was in there serving God throughout all of this stuff. No sickness. No death. And I thank God for that. He kept us.
Yes.
Because we trust and believe in him enough to know that he was able to do all things but fail.
That's true.
What he said, put the blood over your doorpost. That's what he told the children over there. Told Moses, tell them, put the blood over the doorpost. So the devil angel could pass you by. People didn't even know what the blood is. Jesus already shed the blood. Give the word. Ain't nothing going to penetrate that word. That's what's keeping us, the word of God. And in the word of God, that's his power. So how can you not serve a God that is going to uphold you?
That's true.
And keep you in perfect peace?
That is
we
so
know
true.
Some have lost loved ones along life journey. But don't you realize that when your time is up, you got to go anyway?
That's true. You're right about that.
So that was an appointed time from the beginning. Not just because of this pandemic. That appointed time was already set.
Yeah.
And people running scared. So what are you scared of? If you're serving God and you lose your life, what he said? If you try to save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose it for his name's sake, yet shall you live. I'm going to lose my life. Let me lose it serving God.
My Lord.
And that's what we got to look
my
at.
That's
she
right.
said some powerful stuff.
Yes, she did.
Now, I mean, she touched it from the pulpit all the way out to the street.
Yep. Yes, she did.
and you don't catch too many saying that because they worried about what people going to think or feel about them. You better be worried about what God thinks.
I know
about
that's
you.
Right.
People going to scrutinize you whether you're doing good or bad.
I know
they
that's
They don't like
right.
the way you dress. They don't like the way you wear your hair. They don't like how big your feet is. They don't care what.
That's
they just
true.
Don't like you. They don't like themselves. He said, if they hate you, remember they hated me first.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All I got to say is keep on living. And the more you live, somebody else ain't going to like you either.
Exactly.
But keep on serving God.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
So that's what I got to say about it.
Yes, my God. Awesome. I'm telling you, it's an awesome word. Y'all on the ball tonight, I'm going to tell you, the speakers is on flame. I mean, on flame. But it is the truth. It is the truth. It really is the truth. And God is, you know, still yet keeping us, you know. Still yet
oh,
keeping
yeah.
us. He's still
he
yet
is.
Doing it. Still.
He's keeping us.
And it's still
we
going.
Look
you
back
know,
at, look back at how far God has brought us.
Oh,
a long
God.
Time ago, some of us should have been dead. But
oh,
God
I
kept
know,
us.
That's right. Sure, he sure did.
We could have lost our life a long time ago, but by the grace of God, he kept us.
Yep.
And people didn't even
right.
understand what they've been looking at throughout this pandemic. All they were mm-hmm. seeing was God's grace and mercy. The devil meant it for one thing, but God turned around for something good. Because
yes,
guess what now? We got to tell somebody what God brought us through again.
That's right.
See, the devil wanted to shut everything down, but God still got some soldiers to tell somebody. Oh, yeah, we
yep,
went through this.
Right.
This is the worst we ever seen in our lifetime. But God
oh,
brought us
God,
through.
Oh, my God, yeah. That is right.
And we can't do nothing but give it. And the devil wanted to shut your mouth. And I tell you why we are so weak as Christians. It took one lady, one person, to get prayer out of school. Where are all the people at? Where are all the Christians at?
I
we should have been standing up, going against her. Ever since the prayer
That's
came
right.
out of school, all kinds of trouble and broke loose.
Sure did. Kids was getting killed and all that.
We can't
yeah,
pray,
right.
but everybody else could pray. We
That's
can't
right.
sing to our God, but everybody else can sing and pray to their God.
My Lord. That's something.
But we shutting up. We getting silent. But we know who God
That's
is.
True.
But we don't even understand the scripture. Don't you know when that blind man was on the side of the road and he heard Jesus would come by and he found out there with Jesus, he started calling out Jesus' name. They told him to shut up. What did he do? He started getting louder and louder.
Mm.
When they start telling you to not to pray in school, you should have been praying louder. Telling you don't pray at work, what could they do? God the one provided you with that job. If they come
That's
up
true.
Against you, they're going to lose their job themselves. Pray louder.
Right.
And if you really want to get them, go around there and start anointing the place. Get you some anointing oil and just walk through there and anoint them door handles. Over the door poses. Everything they got to touch, anointed. And you ain't got to say a word. Just go on and talk to God about it. Soon as they put their hand on it, a change going to take place.
Yes, that's right.
Ask me how I know that. I experienced it. Joker raising all that sin. I anointed everything around me. Next thing you know, them jokers were preaching the gospel too.
Amen.
You ain't got to fight against them. Just tell God about it.
That is
He'll
true.
Do the work. But we got to learn how to stand strong.
That is true.
No matter what come up against us. He already said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. He didn't say it
That's
won't
true.
Form. He said
that
it won't
true.
Prosper. That means that it ain't going to accomplish what it set out to do.
That's right. That is right. You're right about
and you,
that.
And your show can't avoid it. You got to tell somebody about it. You might have been quiet, but when you see God showing up moving your life, you're going to be just like Jeremiah. You're going to be just like fire. You're shit up in your bones. You're going to have to tell somebody.
That's true. Definitely got to do that.
In the midst of it all, God gets the glory.
Yes, he do. Yes, he do. Get all the glory. Yes, he does.
Yes,
sir. I agree to that. You know, one thing I can say about the Jehovah Witness, you know, we don't want to tell people about Christ, but one thing about them Jehovah Witness, you know, they will get up and walk those streets.
They go. That's right.
And they will
they
knock on
there.
Your door. They got boldness to knock on your door. They don't know if a lunatic gonna come to the door with a gun and say, get off my porch. They have that faith that I'm going to walk up on and tell them this, whether they want to hear it or not. They might shut the door on me, but at
That's
least
right.
I made a
That's
step.
Right.
You understand? One thing I can
That's
say
right.
about a lot of the Muslims, a lot of the Muslims that I know, they are bold, honey. They will pray wherever they have to pray at. I'll never forget
That's right.
one time me and my dad went to Kroger's. And when we came from Kroger's, we saw this man laying down on a mat. Do y'all hear me? It was raining outside. He had
See?
A mat on that ground, laying before that mat, and was doing his prayers. He was a Muslim. And me and my dad looked at and I said, oh, my God, because we thought something was wrong with him. We thought, did somebody fall out of what went on? But he was laying out, and it was raining. I'll never forget that. And he had that mat. I had got on my phone and took a picture of that. I said, now look at this man here. He is so sold out in what he believed that the rain wouldn't stop him from praying. He put out that mat and laid right there and went to praying. And we can't even open our mouth and say nothing. We so scared to say something. But they're not
ashamed. We can't even pray when the sun's shining.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. But here it is. They will do that. Even those, the other one? Oh, God, I can't think of their name. They ride those bikes.
Mormon.
And they have the little helmet. Yeah. They go around and they ride and want to talk to you and push, go door to door if they can, you know, and come to you and talk. And so I'm saying that to say this. If they can do it, what's wrong with us?
Exactly.
If they have that boldness, well, where is our boldness at? We don't want to do that. We don't want to walk past that up to the drunk and say God loves you and minister to that drunk. No, we don't want to do that. We'll keep on driving by.
Uh-huh. Because we got in two complacent. We don't want to do nothing. We want everything handed to us on a platter, and we don't want to keep it for ourselves. And that's the wrong thing to do. If God has done something for you, and I say if God has done something for you, even though he did, because some folks saying God ain't done nothing for you. But I got news for you. That if is out the door, because it was God woke you up this morning.
That's started
you on your way. So you ain't even got to say if no more.
That's true.
But when God do something for us, we ought to tell somebody. He gives each and every last one of us something to bear witness about.
That is true.
Every one of us that got something that we can bear witness about to tell somebody something about him.
That is true.
But that's the crazy part, though. We don't look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at it like that at all.
Yep,
but Sister Tammy hit on some stuff. She hit on some powerful stuff. She laid it out and she got on out of camp.
Yeah.
Now, that's how you do it.
Yep, that is true.
And what I love about it, she said that she don't care who stops speaking to her, who don't like her.
I know that's
right. We too busy worried about who going to like us, and we ain't worried about... They probably don't like you no way.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Grinning in your face.
So we need to tell somebody about God.
Yes,
that's the bottom line to it.
Wow.
I think I'd have said my piece.
My Lord. And it was powerful. It was powerful. That's why, again, I wanted to say, you know, it's good to have your title sometimes that you want to talk about. You know, your little topics and stuff like that we can go on. But sometimes I find it that it's even greater when you just go raw with it and just say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but as we talking, you just going to go ahead and bring that thing out. And he does it every time. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why when we got together and me and her talked and then me and you had talked, we all agreed the same thing. We said, you know what, it's just whatever. You know, however this happened. And look what happened at the very beginning. I said, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And boom, here we go.
Yes, sir.
So it's an awesome thing. It really is. It's a great thing. It's a message that need to be heard. And, you know, I'm just excited about what God is doing, you know, and even through you know, this pandemic, I have to say that God has really have kept us. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Even when I'm speaking on myself, the things that I go through, you know, day to day, he still showed his hand mighty, though. He's still moving. You know, he's still doing.
Yeah.
He ain't never stopped.
Every day.
You know? And it's just something, you know, we can be in a deep sleep. And you don't even know if you're dead or what's going on. But we open up our eyes the next day and you see the sun. or you see the light coming through your blinds or whatever. That's something to be grateful for. We ain't waking up ourselves. Somebody told me recently, they told me, I think it was one of my cousins told me, she said, honey, set the alarm clock. I said, let me tell you something. I don't even hear that alarm clock. It's many times I just set the alarm clock right through.
If you put that same alarm clock inside of a funeral home and it go off, ain't nobody getting up.
I sleep right through it. But it's something how God can wake you up. You just automatically, your eyes open or you turn over and you open up your eyes. You ain't did that on your own.
That's true. That is so true.
You have not done that on your own. It was him. Like you said,
his mercy
and his grace that we wake up because there's so many people still dying. I was telling one of my friends today, I said, sometimes I hate to get on that Facebook because every time you go on there, it's rest in it, rest in peace, rest in somebody else died, this person. You're hearing death. Death is just going. People is leaving here.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's
you got to look at yourself. But we are still here. We still here.
That's right.
And that's the thing. You can't worry about, you can't get scared about what's this going on, that's going on. Thank God that you are alive. Johnny is gone and Sarah is gone. Yeah, well, you know, may God help. You know, let's pray for the families or whatever. But we still living.
That's right.
You know, it could be our family tearing down the door to get to us and see us laying there stiff and cold.
That's right.
But it's God, like you said, and even going through bad and doing this and doing that and having your shortcomings, his mercy and his grace, he's still waking us up, still keeping us from the pandemic. I'm going to say this again. I done said it many a times on the station that I, you know, when this pandemic was going on, I'm not going to lie. I was going to the grocery store, you know, with my daughter, and she would tell me, just breathe through it, Mom. Got the mask on. But I used to get, like, phobia. The way they was talking about this COVID was, I mean, my God, you know, you was, honey, I was walking through the store so quick. I would just go down the aisles, brother, and just throw stuff in the buggy, and I ain't looking at no prices. I ain't checking out no meat. Ain't trying to check out the price. I'm picking it up. If it said $20, oh, well, I guess I paid the $20. But I got what I got, and I was getting out of that store quick. I'm serious. And it was like that. And then sometimes it felt like the flow was coming up because the anxiety was bad. Like, oh, God, they talking about this disease going on. You know, I'm finna get up out of here. I ain't trying to play. And I'm telling you, I put so much hand sanitizer on to the stuff was dripping. You know, rubbing all up my arm. I'm just saying that, you know, but then I remember one day I got back home and this was going on for a minute, you know, just terrified of this thing. I ain't going to lie about it, you know, because I wasn't used to that. I watched movies back in the day about diseases and different things going on, and you see the world was, you know, those little movies that was coming out, you know, I can't think of the one right off, but it was a lot of movies back in the day where you find out people was dying. They were just leaving here because diseases was going on. They were saying it came through the monkey and this came through this, and you know, this had happened. So I, you know, when this first came out, none of us was used to this. We never been through this. I said, out of all my years on this earth, I have never heard of something like this that was all around the world and seeing people die like that. So just, and I think we all got kind of shook up for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You was nervous. Didn't want to even go to your door, the doorbell ring. You looking through the peephole like they ain't getting in there. I don't care who it was, your brother or who. And I remember sitting down one day. I sat down one day, brother. And you know what God spoke to me, and I know it was God speaking too. He said, yes, we wear the mask, and we wash our hands, and we're taking the precautions of what this life is saying we have to do because we're still living on this earth. But you know what he told me? Yeah, you wear the mask. He said, you wear the mask. That's what we should do. We're on this earth. He said, but the mask is not what's keeping you. I'm the one that's keeping you.
That's right. That's right.
And boy, when he said that, I tell y'all, When I tell y'all tears fell from my eyes, hallelujah, and he is still keeping me. He's still keeping
That's
you.
Right.
He's keeping this person. He's keeping that person.
Right.
A lot of us, he is still keeping. But we so caught up in that mask. You know, oh, girl, I had my mask on. Hey, I ain't got it. Because, see, I'm wearing my mask. But God had to let me know it's not the mask. Yeah, it helps because, you know, that's what we're doing on the land. We're here on this earth. So, yeah, we're following the rules of this earth. We're following what we've been told. But he had to let me know, don't put your faith in that mask that you feel mask is really covering you.
Yes.
Because he said, it is me. You know how many people said they had masks on and still got the disease, still was sick. Still coming down with it, with the mask. People sitting in their house talking, I ain't been having no company. I ain't been doing this, but they still had it. But God had to let me know it's not that mask. Yeah, you wear it as a covering. This is something that you do because this is the law. You know, these are the things that we're going by on this earth. But he had let me know it's not that mask that's keeping you. It is me.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm going to tell you that was powerful. That was a powerful thing that God said to me on that night. And I honor that, what he said. And I thank God for reminding me that I'm your covering. It don't matter if you had on faux masks. I'm still covering you. It don't matter how much of that hand sanitizer you rubbing on your hand. Still me that is covering you.
That's right.
And I thank him for that.
Okay.
Because if he can cover us through this stuff that's going on, he can cover us through anything.
That's right.
And so I just thank God. I'm just so grateful about that. I thank God for you, brother, being on with us. And I know everybody around the world tuned in is blessed, you know, by this. I know they had to be blessed by it, and I'm just grateful for you to take your time to be on with us as well. So is there anything you would like to say before we close out?
No, just to tell them to be encouraged and keep on trusting in God because he's the keeper of our soul.
Amen. Yes, he definitely is a keeper of our soul. Amen. Well, God bless you, brother. I thank God for you being on.
Yes, you.
We looking forward to y'all being
on
again with us on next week. You know, we want to go back into this weekly, as I was telling different ones and even on the radio, that we're going to start having guests, you know, where we can be on and share the goodness of God through this pandemic that is going on and what God is doing, because he still reigns and he's still moving by his spirit. He ain't stopped and he ain't going to stop and he never will fail.
That's right. That is right.
So God bless you, brother.
Thank you for having me. Bless you. Bless you.
Yes. Anytime. I thank God when y'all come on these airwaves. It's just an honor that we can all come together in unity and let the world know that God lives. He's still living. Like you said, we can't see him, but his power.
But we see
still
his
reign.
Word. That's right.
Yes, we
That's
do.
Right.
We see it. Well, we are, and you know what? And we seeing it even with us. We're a part of that work. As you were saying,
That's
we
right.
waking up every day and we looking at ourselves in the mirror. We seeing his work right there. He still got us. We still
That's right. That's right. And thank God for that. Thank
God
for
exactly.
it again. Thank you. Thank you again for even having me on here.
Hey, man. Well, I'm glad. Yes, well, I'm glad to have you on here and glad shout-outs again to our sister prophetess, Tammy Laster, for being on and
Man.
Starting us off with the flame.
Oh, yeah. She lit it and being stepped on out. Kind of reminds
yes,
me of that coming to a minute on that stage. But don't tell I said
He threw the mic and walked off.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God, that is too funny. Yes, but I thank God. So, well, God bless you, brother.
Bless you, sis.
All right.
All right.
All right, y'all. You have heard. You have heard. You have heard on today. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. We had a wonderful time, a glorious time, hearing the great man of God and woman of God on this show. I'm telling you, they came with the flame for real. And so always remember our motto before we close out: don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Yes. And always know, Miss Angel on deck loves you, but who loves you more? God. And so we're going to get off of here with the song, and then the station is going to go back to its 24/7 entirety. Don't forget the weekend to check out our shows that we have going on from the UK. Yes, the UK is representing hard on these airwaves, ain't they? We thank God for everybody listening in. So have a blessed evening or morning, whatever time it is. Have a blessed one.